Let's open to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 9. And we're going to look at one verse, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let's pray. Father, you've given us an incredible gift, and Father, we just pray that as we gather this morning, we gather because of this gift, and Lord, we just want to honor you and just thank you just for the gift of your Son. And Lord, we just ask for your blessing today as we go forth throughout the day. Lord, we ask that you'd be with us and guide us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can't believe it's December, and pretty soon Christmas is coming up. And as you can see, all the Christmas decorations are up, and they look great, by the way. And so I don't know how early you guys do Christmas shopping, and I don't imagine many of you have started. But before you know it, it's going to be Christmas, and many of us are probably last minute in panic, try to figure out things and end up giving just a card with some cash, because that's just how it is sometimes when you get to last-minute Christmas shopping. But as we look at this verse, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And I was thinking about that, and I was wondering if you've ever received an indescribable gift in your lifetime. Have you received a gift where it was just so amazing, so just indescribable, you couldn't even describe it? You're speechless. I mean, for the most part, when we receive gifts, you know, we're very happy, of course, and very thankful, of course. But a lot of times, you look at that gift, and you're like, oh, nice, thanks. You know, it's like, oh, a mug warmer. You know, thank you. You know, I'm just so glad. I appreciate that. You know, And as a giver of gifts, you know, many times we spend a lot of time just trying to think, you know, okay, what kind of gift could I get to blow this person away, you know, just be like, bring them to tears, and, you know, just like, oh my goodness, I'm indebted, you know, I want to give my life to you because of this gift, or, you know, especially when you're dating somebody, and you want to win over their affections, you know, you try to think of, you know, just incredible gifts. I remember spending, you know, almost half a day, 6 to 8 hours, in trying to think of what can be the perfect gift for my then girlfriend, now my wife. And after all that, it was, you know, it was nothing, and it was just horrible, you know, and things like that. But indescribable gift. The scriptures tell us we've received an indescribable gift, and To feel the impact of that gift, you actually have to take yourself back to think, well, what kind of gift would be just so incredible that's indescribable? Is it a gift that you open and you look at and you say, this thing is so beautiful, this is so something that I've wanted all my life? Or is an indescribable gift something that has an emotional impact? You know, something that you was given that carries a lot of emotion to it, that was given by someone special, that maybe it was a complete surprise when it was given to you. You treasure it because of the memories that was given. What would make a gift indescribable? I would say for me, the most indescribable gift, or the greatest gift that I received, was for two reasons. Number one, it was the giver. And number two, it was the thoughtfulness and demonstration of love. And for my graduation present from high school, my mom made this scrapbook. And, you know, many people receive scrapbooks, and many people make scrapbooks and things like this. But this scrapbook was an amazing. Number one, it was a surprise. Number two, it was a demonstration of her thoughtfulness. This took almost 6 months in planning. This took a really long time to plan. And what she had done is that she went all the way back to my elementary school friends, The same guys that I went to school with from elementary to junior high and high school, and she collected, you know, over 40, 50, you know, just a huge volume of people to write letters, to make pictures and things like that. And of course, that's what a scrapbook is. You get pictures and you know, how you make it as fancy or whatever. But the fact that there are people in my life that were influential, she got teachers, you know, from back in the day. She got everyone that sort of, you know, was important to me, you know, even from when I was like 10 years old, you know, 5 years old and things like that. And they wrote letters and things like that. And she presented to me and I read some of the letters and many of them brought me to tears. Many of them were hilarious. You know, I laughed, I cried. It was, you know, kind of like, that's like the best, right? Kind of like our mission trip, you know, we laughed, we cried, you know. And so it was just a powerful thing. And at first, when she handed it to me, I didn't know what it was. I mean, it was this big, like, are you giving me an encyclopedia? You know, like for graduation. You know, thanks, Mom. But she gave. I opened it up. I read through some of the letters, and I was just totally blown away. And it was truly indescribable. Now, you know, scrapbooks are, you know, everywhere. You know, people make scrapbooks all the time. You know, they've become kind of ordinary, but they're still incredible. In fact, when I left California to come here, you know, our church members made us an incredible scrapbook, very well thought out. It's actually just beautiful. It's just beautiful. And that was also just a blow-away moment. But here, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. What God has done for us is given us a gift that is truly indescribable. And that gift is Jesus. And Jesus is the greatest gift for so many reasons. And as you grab a hold of why Jesus is such an indescribable gift, it causes you to just understand and just feel the emotion and the impact of this incredible gift. I mean, number one, it's an indescribable gift because he's forgiven our sins. And we can't really dismiss that because, you know, the destiny of our life without Jesus is eternal hell and torment. I mean, nobody chooses to go into prison. No one chooses to go into suffering. No one chooses to do that on their own. But without Jesus, that is where we're headed, and that's where we're going to go. And because Jesus is our Savior, our sins are forgiven. And so that's something that I cherish in my heart. And with Jesus, we're adopted into his family, that we're no longer foreigners, but we're guaranteed citizenship into the kingdom of God. And because I've accepted Jesus into my life, I'm now his adopted son, adopted daughter of the Almighty God. And everything that belongs to God belongs to me. And so now we're all brothers and sisters in God's family, and I accept this indescribable gift. And when we receive Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit now guides us and protects us and counsels us and is with us and empowers us. And because of Jesus, I have a peace that surpasses all understanding, that though my circumstances may be in turmoil, though there's confusion in my life, though there's darkness, though there's depression, though there's difficulty, because of Jesus, I have peace that comes from not myself, but from him. And it passes all understanding, and it helps me to cope with everyday situations. And with Jesus, I have a mansion that's paid for up in heaven, and hopefully, you know, our mansions are going to be huge. And that's an indescribable gift. Because of God's generous gift, we can experience him. The thing about gifts is, I mean, I don't know about you, but for most of us, I would say, when we give gifts, it's in response to somebody doing something for us. Rarely, rarely is it because we give gifts for nothing. You might say, well, no, I like to give gifts. But usually you give gifts to people who've done something for you, or maybe you give gifts for a friend because of their friendship. In other words, you usually give gifts in response to somebody doing something for you. Oh, no, I just want to give it to Pastor Nate because, you know, because it's his birthday. Well, you know, I'm not giving it to John Smith for his birthday, it's because I don't have a relationship with him. But you're giving a gift because you have a relationship with somebody, and you're thankful for that relationship with somebody. I may have a relationship with Tina Chang, and I'm just making her up, but I'm not going to give her a birthday gift. I don't know her that well. In other words, there's something. There's a transfer. There's a barter system, because of our relationship, because of our friendship, and it's your birthday, I'm going to give you something. Or you invited me over to dinner, and so I'm going to give you a gift. Or you counseled me, I'm going to give you a gift. In other words, most of us give people a gift because it's in response to something that they've already done for us. But what makes God's gift so special is that he's giving it to us not in response, but he has initiated this gift. I know, I just thought about it, to just be quite honest. Many times the reason why I give gifts to somebody is because I feel like I owe them something. You invited me to dinner. Here's, a box of apples, because I feel like, do we do that in Hong Kong? Box of apples? I don't know. Anyways, you gave me dinner. I feel like I owe you, so I'm going to give you a gift back. You gave me a birthday present, and now it's your birthday, so I feel like I owe you, and I'm going to give you another birthday gift. You invited me to your wedding, and so I feel like I owe you, and so I'm going to give you a gift. Most of the times, if you really break it down, if you really think about it on a very deep level, we give gifts because we feel like we owe them something because they've done something first to us. But here's the incredible part that makes God's gift indescribable, is that God doesn't owe us anything. He doesn't owe us anything, yet he gave us this gift, this indescribable gift. In fact, the scripture says that while we're still sinners, while we're dead in our sins, while we're enemies of God, he gave us this gift. Can you imagine that? To give gifts to your enemies. And that's what Christ did as he died on the cross. He gives us this gift of salvation. Not because he feels obligated. Not because God owes us anything. It's because God's gift is so overwhelming. And when you look at Christ and you realize this gift is indescribable, this gift is incredible, how could you not receive this gift? But the problem is, for most of the world, they look at this gift and they're like, what is this? Just like when I received that scrapbook, I was like, what is this? And I had a couple options. I could open it up and see what it's like, and I could receive it, or I could just assume that it was an encyclopedia, put it down and return it, or put it on the shelf or something like that. But once you open this gift, and once you realize how incredible and indescribable this gift is, it changes your life. And so let me close with this story, if I could ask Gene to come up. It's probably a fictional story, but it makes a good point. There's a little girl who was, who during Christmas time wanted to read the names, and every year, everyone would give gifts, and it was really exciting, because usually mom or dad would read out the names and call out the names to receive gifts. It would be Johnny and Joanne and whoever. But this time, the little girl wanted to be the one that calls out the gifts and asks, Mom, can I call out the gifts? Can I call out the gifts? And so, of course, she was allowed to. So it was time to read out the names, and she read the names of her brothers. She read the names of her sisters. She read the names of her mom, dad, and she many times read the name, her own name. And as people were opening up the presents and things like that, she began to look under the Christmas tree and try to pull through the limbs of the Christmas tree, looking for something. And my mother asked, what are you doing? What are you doing? And her response was, I thought it was Jesus' birthday, but I guess everybody forgot about him. And that's what, as we approach Christmas, as we approach this time of commercialism, this time of giving gifts to one another, let us not forget about the greatest, most indescribable gift of all. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. I'm just blown away by the fact that I, as a human being, give gifts to people because I feel this sense that I owe them something. Maybe they did something nice for me, so I feel like I owe them a gift. It's very rare on a human level that you give gifts for no reason. And even those gifts for no reason, it's because of some reason. It's because they were nice to you, generous to you, because they're a blessing to you, and you just feel indebted to them. But God is not indebted to us. He owes us nothing. He's not obligated to us. In fact, while we were still sinners, in fact, while we were still enemies of Him, He gave us this indescribable gift. And that makes it more incredible. And so let's bow our heads. As we meditate on this verse this morning, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Thanks be to God. Can we give God thanksgiving this morning for this indescribable gift? So go ahead and take a few moments just to give thanks and just to meditate on this incredible gift. Thank you that you give us the gift of life and you give us the gift of hope. You give us peace. Let's lift up those who are ill and those who are sick, struggling with cancer, and let's just lift them up to the Lord and say, God, heal them. So let's lift them up right now. Pray for the salvation of those who are also ill with cancer, and let's ask the Lord to reveal himself to them. Let's pray for the salvation. Let's pray for healing. And so let's lift them up right now. Let's pray for those who are suffering from other infirmities, and also a special request. Last night, Pastor Sam called, and his wife Lisa had a fall, and we don't know the severity of it. Hopefully, it's not too bad, but injured her hip, just sliding, kind of falling down the stairs. So let's lift up Lisa and her hip. They're gonna go check it out today or last night, and let's just pray that that nothing would be broken or too bad, and we pray for healing for Lisa right now. So let's lift her up also, along with the rest on this list. Take care. begin to lift up those who are looking for work and jobs, and let's ask the Lord to open doors. Let's continue to lift them up, and let's pray for them. Let's pray for our mission focus for today, and let's lift up China and, of course, SP Beijing. And as God's continuing to bless them, let's ask God to continue to grow them and provide ways to handle the growth. Let's pray for the Chong family. Let's lift up Matt and Nate's parents, Basarabas, Leanne, Edie, Clark, Chi-Chi, our kids, government, and the churches. So let's lift up China as God's is moving. Every day He's moving in China. So let's pray for revival. Pray for SP staff, board of directors, for the mission committees. Let's ask the Lord to give wisdom and peace and unity. Let's lift up both staff, board, and mission committee. Let's lift them up right now. Pray for Phoebe Ministry, for Pastor Salman, Mimi, and all the sisters there. And as they continue to grow, let's ask God to provide for them, and that they would reach out to the rest of the community here in Hong Kong. Let's pray for the Korean church. Let's ask for unity there in the midst of transitions. Let's ask the Lord to use them as a light in our community. So let's lift up Phoebe and the Korean church. Thank you. lift up our house churches meeting today, Bonham, Kowloon, Lan Kwai Fong, and Old Peak. And let's ask that there be powerful times of fellowship and conversation and unity, and that they be able to serve one another. And so let's lift up our house churches today. We thank you for this indescribable gift, and we give you praise. And Lord, we just ask that as we continue to live our lives, that that we would hold this incredible gift in our hearts and be willing to share it with all around, the people that we serve and the people that we work with. God, we pray for this gift to be evident in our lives. God, we worship you, we honor you, we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful prayer time today. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.